Principals across the country are pleased with a surprise cash injection from the government. They say the allocation of funding has been a bit random. Yesterday, the government announced a $400 million funding boost to be spread across nearly every state school in the country. The money ranges from $50,000 to $400,000, depending on enrolment and decile and location of the schools. The principals of Te Mata School in Havelock North and Glendowie College in Auckland, Michael Bain and Richard Dykes, respectively, join me now. Morena.
Oh, good morning. How are you, Kim?
I'm very well. How did you find out that this was coming your way?
Well, I think like most people, it arrived on stuff and pushed to my phone. So it was somewhat of a surprise, but a pretty welcome early Christmas present, really.
And what about you, Richard? Oh, maybe he's not there. Michael, did you need it? Do you regard yourselves as underfunded?
Oh, look, every school needs it. You know, basically, you know, we're funded on a basis where we've got to rock through four different priorities. So you start with health and safety and then infrastructure. Then you can move to modern learning environments and classrooms. And then there's this great mass of priority four, all the other stuff, you know, the car parks, the halls, the admin upgrades, playgrounds, outdoor living areas for kids. Those are the bits that we just can't ever seem to get to. By the time you've addressed, you know, plumbing and sewerage and roofing and gutterings, there's not a lot left over. So, look, this is really welcome for us to be able to get to those projects at last.
And do you think that, I mean, you're decile 10, right?
Yes, we are.
Don't people think, well, you've probably got enough money as it is? It's Coles to Newcastle, Michael.
Oh, look, it's all about putting good stuff in front of kids. You know, if we want 21st century education, we can't do it on an 18th century budget, really. So,
an 18th century budget?
Look,
a smidgen of exaggeration there, do you think?
Yeah, look, probably. but I guess it's one of those windfalls that you take stock of and you say, wow, what's the opportunity? How do I get access to this? Now, the devil will ultimately be in the detail of how do we actually get access to the funds? What are the ministry usual planning processes that are alluded to in the report? Will the construction industry be able to cater for, you know, a $400 million injection through, you know, design, project management and building? Those are, I guess, the big questions that will sit in front of us. We've all got great ideas on how to do it. And what we need to do, it's about how do we actually cut it back now to something that can be actually achievable.
Richard Dykes is back with us now, principal of Glendowie College in Auckland, also Auckland Secondary Principals Association president. Welcome back, Richard.
Morena, Kim.
Your funding's hit the ceiling, $400,000 for your role of $1,200. Are you feeling all right about that?
Well, I suppose I'm like Michael, you know, we welcome any money. There's a big backlog of deferred maintenance, so that's welcome. I suppose, look, the rollout's just a little perplexing. You know, you take a school like Avondale with 2,700 or Max with over 3,000, they'll be lucky to paint two or three blocks compared to a school of 580, which gets the same amount.
So they shouldn't have put the ceiling of 400,000 on it, you mean, or they should have targeted it more?
Well, it just seems a little hard to understand. And look, I'd also echo what Michael's saying about the bureaucracy. I really just hope we can get through that. You know, 3 months later, we're still waiting for guidelines from that $95 million for learning support. So hopefully we can cut through that. Because, I mean, look, it's a welcome gift from the Prime Minister. We much appreciate her investment in the schools.
Did you see it coming?
Not at all. No, it's completely out of the blue. But I suppose it makes sense in the light of the budget surplus and the you know, the desperate need for investment in infrastructure that the government's inherited.
And the fact that there's an election coming up, perhaps?
We're not even going to talk about that.
Nice to talk to you both. Thank you, Michael Bain of Te Mata and Richard Dykes of Glendowie College.